Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Fame Industries Limited, hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashree. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY23 conference call of Fame Industries Limited. We'll start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for question and answers. Without much delay, now I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and MD of the company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to FY23 earnings call of Fame Industries. Joining me on today's call are Rahul Jain, Director, Rajesh Sharma, Director, Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary, O.P. Gupta, CFO, and other members of the finance team. I would like to introduce Mr. Vineet Sahni, who has joined us as Director and CEO. Vineet Sahni has a vast experience of over 35 years in the automotive industries. He will be driving the company growth strategy in the four-wheeler segment. The results and the investor presentation for FY23 have been made available on both the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to review the same. FY23 has been a year of recovery and transformation of the Indian economy. Despite number of challenges, including financial sector, inflation, and geopolitical issues, Indian economy has demonstrated its strength and has emerged as one of the fastest-growing economies in the world, with a growth rate of 7% in FY23. This growth has been driven by a number of factors, including the recovery in domestic demand and the government's focus on infrastructure development. The two-wheeler industries also posted a year-on-year growth of 9.8% in production volumes and 17.7% in domestic sale volumes. The two-wheeler segment is the best suited to meet the country's mobility demand, and thus, I believe the industries will sustain a double-digit CAGR in the long term. Now, let me shift my attention to the operating performance of the Fame Industries. I am pleased to share that the company's revenue for the full year FY23 have grown by 18%, EBITDA by 28%, and the profit after tax by 46%. We have a very strong balance sheet and are well-positioned for growth. Our EV customer base continues to grow, and we now have 28 customers in this segment. While the EV industry has seen some slowdown due to the recent FAME subsidy challenges, the long-term growth remains intact, and we are committed to supporting our customer in this transition. I am also pleased to share that Fame has entered into an agreement with Gogoro India to expand its product portfolio in the two-wheeler EV segment. As you are aware, Gogoro India is a group company of Gogoro Taiwan, which is Taiwan's largest EV two-wheeler manufacturer and is a world leader in battery swapping technology. As a part of this agreement, in addition to our existing lighting and rear view mirror business, we also plan to gradually indigenize in phased manner the hub motor assemblies and motor control units. Gogoro will provide this technical know-how and other support in setting up the manufacturing facilities as well as production, quality and testing support for the above new product line. This will significantly enhance our per vehicle contents to 15,000 to 18,000 rupees. In addition, this opens up a new electronic segment for FIAM, which can provide significant growth and new opportunities in future. This tie-up demonstrates FIAM's leadership in EV segment and the confidence that its manufacturing and technical abilities enjoy the global customer. We thus are well positioned for growth in FY24. With this, I hand over to our Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. First, I will present the Q4 numbers. After which, I will cover the full year FY23. The company has registered quarterly sales of rupees 432.84 crore in Q4 of FY23 as compared to rupees 483.52 crore over same quarter last year. This decline is due to a 25% drop in production volume of our key customer Honda. The EBITDA in Q4 was rupees 60.21 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.91% as compared to rupees 62.78 crore over same quarter last year with EBITDA margin of 12.98%. The PAT of the company has also increased to rupees 38.05 crore as compared to rupees 32 crore in quarter 4 of FY22, representing an increase of 18.9%. Now, I will briefly cover the number of full financial year 22-23. During FY23, the company has achieved net sales of rupees 1,834 crore as compared to rupees 1,558 crore in FY22. Representing a growth of 17.7%. EBITDA stood at rupees 247.85 crore, being 13.51% as compared to rupees 193.545 crore, being 12.42% during FY22. This is a jump of over 28% driven by higher sales. PAT of the company stood at rupees 139.63 crore as compared to rupees 95.26 crore during FY22, which is higher by 46.5%. I am happy to report that we are a debt-free company. During the year, the company has made a capex of rupees 54 crore. As you are aware, the company has been consistently declaring higher dividend every year. In line with the same, I am also pleased to inform you that the Board of Directors have recommended a final dividend of rupees 30 per share for FY22-23. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Ashin Modi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a great year. So my first question is regarding this Gogoro agreement. Could you please provide us with some timelines on this and what sort of a value addition will we do? And if you could, tell us what sort of a customer base we target, what sort of a, in terms of revenue addition do we target from here?
Rajesh.
I think Mr. Rajesh Sharma is actually in Tokyo. He'll take the question on.
As Mr. Jain has already covered in this speech about Gogoro product line, what we did is because we have already developed the automotive lighting, especially headlamp, tail lamp, and winker for their two models that will be exclusive for India as well as export market. Further on, the partnership which is being defined, that is for hub motor assembly, motor controller, and ECU. These are the three components for which we have already started the assemblies and might be in August, this production line will be start that to a ramp up condition.
Okay. Okay, sir. And so my next question is on the order book. We had said that last quarter our order book was somewhere around 850-900 odd crores. So if you could tell us how much is the new order and how do you see the ramp up of this order book in the next 2-3 years?
Yeah, so the order book is actually around 950 crores today, and it's ramping up well. There is we have mentioned that we have close to 28 customers in the EV segment alone, where there is a lot of work happening. So overall, and this is over and above the existing customer list, plus we have we are beginning with Hero Group as well, which we've informed earlier in the past. So overall, the order book is very healthy.
And sir, could you tell us how this would ramp up in the next 2-3 years? We are talking about adding 3 new models of Yamaha and also starting with Hero. So if you could tell us how it will shape up in FY24-25? New model.
Specific numbers we won't be able to give you, but overall direction we are giving you the new customers that have been added, and specifically with regards to Hero and the EV segment which are new. And overall guidance we've given in terms of the order book.
Basically, we are very bullish on that.
Okay. So we expect to outperform the industry by 10-15% in the next 2-3 years.
Yes, that we have always maintained that we will outperform the industry given our diversified mix. That outperformance we are fairly confident of.
Our LED contribution this quarter increased to 60-65%. So was it because of the customer mix which changed? And what sort of a number do we see in FY24 and 25 LED mix in the whole lighting piece?
So this LED is 56% in quarter four. This is, as you rightly said, this is because of mix of customer sales. But overall year basis, this is 49%.
And what sort of expectation do we have for based on our orders in 24 and 25?
So as we already, in last calls also, we already said that in next 2-3 years, it will be increasing and near to 60% will be very soon.
65%.
Yeah. So it is on increasing trend.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the margins front, our margins have continuously improved. Could you give us some sort of a guidance on what sort of a margin do we expect going forward?
Yeah, so, I think in the earlier past, we were guiding more towards 12.5-13, but I think the recent performance you've seen this quarter has been exceptional in terms of margin. But from guidance perspective, we would like to maintain around 13.5% as we go forward.
And sir, lastly, so we have added Vineet sir to our team. What sort of a ramp up in four wheeler do we see? What sort of a technology addition do we need, and how much time would it take if we want to venture into four wheeler?
Yeah, thank you for the question. We need this side. I have just joined in, and I am bullish about the trends in four-wheeler industry. We have started knocking the doors. Too early to say anything on this, but we are very positive in this direction. And we will get a good customer response because of my experience and old relationship with the customer.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Piyush Jain from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question is also on the similar line on the earlier participant asked. First, to understand what is the size of opportunity which we are seeing with the partnership of Gogoro, and what type of margin this business will have, and what type of capex requirement will be there. Second, what is our capacity utilization, and as with Mr. Vinny's penetration, if we are able to get some popular customer, then is there any further capex will be required to ramp up the four-wheeler requirement?
Yeah, basically with regard to the Gogoro, we are just starting, and we, as informed earlier, so SOP will be started by August onwards. Basically, it will be initially, it is going to be CKD, and which we are going to indigenize in a phased manner. So that is what about it.
Yeah, and you know, on your specific question around numbers or capex, let me just state that, you know, Gogoro, as you know, in India, they are focusing around the B2B segment significantly, and there is a large opportunity there. So I think all of these are something which will evolve over the next couple of months, and then there will be a joint, there will be investment around it, but it is early to comment on that. But we see a very large market opportunity.
But any ballpark, any estimate, something, because generally in automobile, whenever we are tying up with any new customer or something, we need to do some capex also. So is there any capex also requirement which we need to do for this motor assembly?
Yeah, there is definitely capex that is happening as we speak, but those are not significant numbers. What will happen is that this will ramp up to a large number, which is what we are finalizing.
Oh, we are in the process. We are estimating this. We'll come back to you in the next quarter on this.
Okay. Okay. And this will be similar to the margin currently PM industry is doing, or it could be on the higher or lower side?
Similar margin levels.
Okay, and the next two, the other question was on four-wheeler. Again, for that business also, do we need to do any capex, or our facility is still enough to achieve some X number of the revenue?
So hi, this is Vineet, this side again. See, it is too early to decide on capex because four-wheeler, as you know, is a long lead time business. First you need to get order, then you have to develop a product. So we are working out on our strategy. At appropriate time, we will keep you updated.
Okay, so can we get this data? Right, currently we have closed this year around 1,850 crore turnover. Without capex, currently our capacity, how much is the turnover we can achieve in next 1 or 2 years? Or what is our right now facility? Can we deliver what type of number?
So our current capacity, our estimate is that this can easily, our current capacity can take us to a 2300 crore to 2400 crore turnover, that ballpark figure. But that is also variable. It really depends on the product composition and with the new LED content also going up, all of that could mean a higher turnover as well. But organically, growth, we are well positioned. We have enough capacity, to take care of that. But all the new initiatives that we are talking about, though they will require some capex, but those are things which are being crystallized as we speak.
And what is our current EV percentage share in the overall top line?
It's still 5% or so.
So have we seen any demand subdued with respect to, because there's a lot of things going on with respect to FAME subsidy and all. So have we seen any truncated schedule or something, or some subdued demand on the EVs front side?
It's been customer specific. There have been some customers which have been impacted significantly, and there are other customers who have gone up. So from that perspective, if you look at between FY22 and 23, the EV sale has gone up by 2.5x, 250%. But there is some impact on a few customers which you are all aware of.
Okay, and the last question from my side. Are we supplying for TVS iQ specifically, or we are not supplying for that model?
Yeah, we are under development, and I hope in next few months our supplies will start with iQ.
And sir, earlier also we have given some guidance that we will be starting some 2-3 models for Hero. So any development on that front? Matlab, when we will start or start it?
Yeah, Hero one model, one product is already started in the last month. Further on, the new model which is being launched by Hero, that will be start from August first week.
This is ICE model.
Sorry?
This is ICE engine model or EV model?
These are all ICE engine. EV model is under development right now. EV model will be soon launch by end of this year.
For that also, PM is the partner?
Yes.
Okay. And last question. This Harley Davidson and Yamaha, how much we did in the full year FY23 as compared to 22?
See, for you are asking about two specific customers, right? Harley Davidson and Yamaha.
Yes.
Just open. For the full year, Yamaha is approximately 280 crores, which is 15.3% of our revenue, of our sales. And Harley Davidson is 38.15 crores.
Okay. Any significant ramp up is expected in Harley Davidson?
No.
There is Yeah, Rajeshji, please continue.
Yeah. There will be growth, but not significantly because the models and volumes are not so high. We are exporting from here to US as well as to Thailand. And those models are all high CC models.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Just last thing, do we have a different margin in export business as compared to domestic business, or margin trajectory is the same in whether it's Harley Davidson or Hero or TVS?
Yes,
sir.
These are same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Great setup number, and continue. We are delivering the great setup number. Congratulations and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Swarnashish Chatterjee from Asterix Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. I have two questions. One is regarding the Hero. So we are supposed to ramp up from quarter one. So what kind of contribution Hero should give in this financial year?
Yeah, as informed earlier, we have just started. So we are very bullish that the things will be very, very good in going to the future. Because already three projects are with us. So future will be very bright.
Okay, and my other question is regarding the new tie-up regarding the hub motor ECU MCU. Shall we see revenue in next financial year? I mean FY25.
This is for hub motor and motor controller.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we can see this revenue in next year.
Next is financial year 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And another thing is, as Vinit sir has joined from Lumax, is there any chance we can have a talk with Bajaj also?
So
we can have a talk.
Can you
come
again, please? Your voice is not clear.
Yeah, my question is, Vinit sir has joined from Lumax. That is only to penetrate the four-wheeler industry, or we can have a talk with Bajaj also for supplying?
So the responsibility will be overall growth of FIAM. That is my responsibility, and with a special focus on four-wheeler industry, because that will require special efforts from our side.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Darshil Pandya from Finterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
So you're sounding very low. Can you use your handset, please?
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yep. Sir, so I just wanted to understand how is June quarter looking like? As you know, historically it has been a bit of weak quarter.
Please excuse us. We are talking about the year ending, last year, not the current quarter. It will be appropriate time to talk about this quarter is only on the call for of next month.
Okay. No, I'm just asking as to how the quarter has been going.
No, that is this. That means same thing. Please excuse us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question was regarding the reasons for margins crossing 13.5% again. So is this just because of scale efficiencies and utilization efficiencies, or is there any other reason why we clock such margins?
Yes, you rightly pointed out, but the main reason is we got escalation from for previous quarter. That is also the reason of this increase margin.
So you mean price escalation, right?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay. And what is the direction moving ahead? I mean, will we see some price correction going ahead, or will we further have price escalation?
See, we maintained 13.5% margin. So this is already shared this kind of guidance.
Right. And second question is to Vineet, sir. Congratulations, sir, on your new responsibility now. I just wanted to understand, sir, what is required for us to break in into the four-wheeler industry, sir? I mean, I believe these, the way these things work out is there is a long relationship that has been developed. So how do we aim to, break in this industry, sir?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and thank you for welcoming me. As you said, four-wheeler requires a particular strategy. All of us at FIAM are working on that strategy. We are clear to make inroads into these customers, and we are also getting positive response from them. So we are working on, on technology, on the relationship, on the partnerships. So there are various routes we are working on to make headway into four-wheeler industry.
Right, sir. My third question is regarding the CAPEX guidance for FY24. So we had a CAPEX in one of our plants. Are we going ahead with that CAPEX, 60-70 crores that we wanted to spend in one of our plants?
Yeah, over the next 18 months, we expect 75-100 crore CAPEX. That is likely, and that is part of some regular expansions related to clients plus other capacity enhancements. So this doesn't include anything else, whether it's four-wheelers and others, which is all work in progress.
Right. And my last question is, previously on in the startup call, we were told that we will start some production for Gogoro in August. So that means that we could garner some revenues in FY24 itself? Just to get this.
Yes.
Yes, this means August onwards the supply will start, so definitely there will be some revenue.
Okay, okay. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Krishna from Niveshai. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, congratulations on the great numbers. So, as the previous participant was asking on the CAPEX, previously in one of the calls we had guided that we would be doing about a 50-60 crore CAPEX that can give us an asset turn of 6 times. So, is it the same CAPEX we are talking about or it's a new CAPEX?
No, I don't know. Means we have never said that we are doing this 55 crore CAPEX. That actually, that was the estimation we given that next 24 months, our CAPEX estimate is around 75 to 100 crore. As far as asset turnover, it is always based on the full gross flow, not on specific CAPEX.
Okay, and the asset turn you are telling about?
Yes, 2x.
Okay. Yes. And sir, I joined the call a bit later, so if you have already answered, you can skip it. So what's your view on the current electric two-wheeler market because of the subsidies ban and everything?
So, you know, what is happening in the market, you are seeing that there is some amount of issues regarding FAME subsidy challenges. It has impacted
EV segment.
It has impacted a few customers significantly. Some of the others are still going ahead. So our belief is that these are all short-term blips. I think eventually EV industry is here. It is growing. It is serving a certain customer need. So there is going to be growth and a significant growth. So that, you know, as you look at it in the next 18 months context, it is not going to be relevant. These challenges will come and go, is what our belief is.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Shriram R., an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. One on the industry side. If I look back in FY14, we did about 1.5 crore of volumes, and today we are at 1.58. So, I mean, for the last decade, two-wheeler industry has been stagnant. So, I just want your views on what is going to be the demand driver for the industry as such, whether it's electric or IC, what would be the growth engine? And my second question is on the new unit which is going to come up for the EV business, where will it be and the location of the unit? Just want to know.
So on the industry front, you're absolutely right. The two-wheeler industry has gone through some stress. We are still 20 to 25% lower than the peak industry volumes which were there pre-COVID. So we haven't got there. The reasons have been number over the last a couple of years, be it COVID, be it the safety measures which were there, which have increased the cost of input, the final product. But all of that seems to be now coming together, and what we see is that over the next couple of years, this growth is going to be there. The fact that we are still below those peak industry volumes means there is a long way ahead for us. So we think, as we've mentioned also, double-digit industry growth seems very possible. And in fact, the industry could surprise at the upside because there is enough availability of finance, rural demand is coming back. So all the ingredients are there for the industry to do well. Within that, EV will also be a driver. But, if you look at the overall industry volume first, that has to grow. And EV will continue to take some share out of it. So we think the next couple of years we should see robust demand at the industry level. And the other question was related specifically to GoGro, you were asking, or where?
GoGro.
Location of that.
The location, Rajesh.
It will be in Maharashtra.
No, no. They are talking about our location. So we will be expanding our facilities in Tapukara plant only.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, just on the industry side, I mean, like, what is giving you that confidence for the double-digit, you know, industry growth? I mean, where are the green shoots? Just want some pointers on that. I understand that you're expecting a rebound in volumes, but that is fine. But just want to understand where are you coming from?
The new model coming.
Yeah. So first is, you see what the industry has done over the last 1 year. I mean, that's 17.5% domestic volume, because what you are seeing is the export market is still being hit. So which is why you see the production volume still moderate, right? But domestic volumes are picking up. The rural side, which is a large constituent, you could look at segments like MFIs, you could look at some of the others. All the rural demand seem to be stacking up well for this segment. And the financing is available. And in the past, there have been several changes regarding BS4, BS5, BS6, and, you know, all the norms which were being put up, which increased the cost of the vehicle. I think that is also being moderated. So on the ground, a couple of quarters here and there, we do see those blips all the time. Last quarter, from an industry perspective, was not so great. But as we look 12, 18 months, we feel that the volume should grow.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Swarnashish Chatterjee from Asterix Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, the Gogoro production is going to start from August, but will there be pilot production, and we will need approval from EV OEM, only then the commercial production will start?
No, this homologation and all, whatever regulatory requirement is already completed. So August will be ramp up only. Of course, it will be not the mass production, but ramp up plan will be there. And slowly and gradually, it will be mass production will proper way the last.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Smith Shah from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you please share the wallet share of our key customers for FY23?
This we share for our top four customers. And this is on yearly basis. So for FY23, this is for TVS headlamp is 68%, tail lamp is 86%, winker is 85%, rear view mirror is 62%, and DRL we are 100%, and license lamp 95%. For Yamaha, our headlamp share is 83%, tail lamp is 63%, winker is 10%, and rear view mirror is 82%. Yamaha position lamp we are 50%. For Suzuki, headlamp we are 71%, tail lamp is 71%, winker is 4%, rear view mirror 100%. Suzuki for RR 100% and license lamp also 100%. HMSI, headlamp is 40%, tail lamp is 76%, winker is 85% and rear view mirror 100%. RR and position lamp also 100% for HMSI.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Ashin Modi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, I just had one question. We mentioned that our key customer HMSI is facing some production issues. Could you please highlight what is the situation currently, and if you know, and it is expected to normalize?
I think what we did mention was that last quarter the volumes dipped at HMSI. But, you know, eventually the reasons, there was no production issue that there were certain other issues, but they are best equipped to handle. We see normal business trend this quarter.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Sriram R, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again. You mentioned that a new unit is going to come up in Tapukara, right? Which is in Rajasthan. Correct?
Yes, please.
No. This what we informed that we will be expanding the capacity in Tapukara. Tapukara is a big plant, so we are expanding the capacity over there. Yes.
Okay. So I'm just wondering. So the EV manufacturers, Hosur is slowly becoming a EV hub. I'm just wondering why the plant is set up over there and not in the south, or you are going to cater to northern belt or something like that.
No. It is not like EV. We were talking about Gogoro first, but for the EV, because product line is common for ICE and EV, and we'll be supplying from all the plants wherever it is required. We will be capable to supply from south plant. South customers, we are catering from our south plant. North customer, we are catering from our north plant.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kripa Shankar Maurya from Choice Equity Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just want to understand the content value which you're going to supply to Gogoro for all the products. I mean that either. Hello?
Yeah, what was your question again? Content for Gogoro.
Yeah, the content value going to supply to Gogoro for the new product. What will be the content value?
We have already informed you that total kitty is going to be 15,000 to 18,000 per vehicle.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mayur Bapotara, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I just wanted to ask regarding how much it is difficult for customers to change to another partner, and what is our competitive advantage in this industry?
Your question is, we could not understand your question actually.
Okay, so let me repeat my question. I am asking regarding how much it is difficult for our customers like Hero or TVS to change the vendor once they are with us, working with us. How much it is difficult for them to change the vendor?
Yeah, okay. So, see, there are a lot of ethics and policies which work with our customers. So, it is not change at render. So, there is a lot of investment that happens in consultation with our customer. So, it is not that they can change any vendor so easily. And it is a very planned process, and we grow with our customer. Always.
Moreover, the tooling belongs to the customers. So, unless there is a big problem with the manufacturer, then only in that case some changes can take place. So basically, it depends on QCDDL. As long as you are there, you meet all the parameters, there is no threat to the company.
Quality, cost, delivery, development and management, they are the key parameters, and our organization is very equipped for meeting these requirements. So we continue to grow with our customers.
Okay. Thank you, and best of luck for future. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand over the call to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I appreciate everyone's participation in the conference call, and I hope that we have provided satisfactory answers to all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.